Ruto imports revive fortunes of SGR dynasties. Around the middle of last year, employees at Mitchell Courts Freight Kenya, one of Kenya's largest logistic companies, received a surprising email. It indicated that those who wished to leave the company were free to do so. Through a voluntary early retirement package, the company generously offered 31 days pay for every year worked, including financial training from ICEA Lyon, an affiliate of the firm's owners. At that time, the restructuring was not entirely surprising, given that Kenya's economy had stagnated post-COVID-19, which had severely impacted the logistics business. Furthermore, a disruptive European war had exacerbated the situation. However, beyond the economic challenges, local politics was shifting. Incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta's choice, Raila Odinga, had lost to his enstrained deputy, William Ruto. With the change in leadership came a shift in government priorities, significantly influencing which private companies would prosper. The new president adopted an openly aggressive stance, campaigning against political dynasties and their networks. He pledged to move port operations from Nairobi back to Mombasa, which threatened businesses like Mitchell Courts Freight Kenya Limited that provided storage for the Nairobi yard. Today, the fortunes have changed. Mitchell Courts is now capitalizing on the windfall from President William Ruto's multi-billion dollar food importation policy. The company has also been granted a new business line, handling 20 to 40 tons of miraa exports daily. No miraa pickups will be allowed to access JKIA premises as discussed in the security meeting. The ready-for-carriage shipments will be redirected to Mitchell Courts Transit Shed for screening and onward movement to the respective flights as per bookings and destinations, with all necessary health and security protocols observed. A statement by Kenya Airports Authority Chair Caleb Kositani read, Mitchell Courts had been one of the biggest beneficiaries of the Standard Gauge Railway, Kenya's most expensive infrastructure project valued at 555 billion Kenya shillings. The company had won a tender to provide peripheral storage facilities at the Inland Container Depot in Nairobi. When President Ruto made good on his promise to return all port operations from Nairobi and Naivasha Inland Container Depots to Mombasa, reversing one of the most controversial policies of the Jubilee administration, it meant the business was under threat. The new president also sought to reverse the tax breaks received by NCBA, imposing a nearly billion tax claim on the bank owned partly by Mitchell Courts shareholders. The president's finance minister, Professor Njuguna Ndungu, pushed the taxman to make a 900 million Kenya shillings claim for tax subsidies given to NIC and CBA banks during their merger into NCBA. However, this decoupling did not take too long, as the strategic position held by the Ndegwa family business is indispensable. During the new president's first month in office, he implemented a policy of duty-free importation of fertilizer, maize, and sugar, partly to reward political connections and address shortages caused by drought. Duty-free imports were also extended to edible oil, addressing price hikes resulting from global supply chain shocks and export bans by Indonesia. Companies like Mitchell Courts were in a strategic position to handle this lucrative business for state functionaries and their networks. President William Ruto's government would soon need Mitchell Courts again as he sought to streamline handling of CAT, miraa meant for export, a new source of income for the state. Miraa exports to Somalia had been banned for 2 years and was only reopened in July 2022 after President Uhuru Kenyatta lobbied Somalia's President Hassan Mohamud, a Kenyan ally. The deal proved very lucrative, with exports to the Horn of Africa nearly doubling to 11.4 billion Kenya shillings in the first half of 2023. Although a multi-billion crop, miraa has remained largely informal export, classified as a drug by the National Authority for the Campaign Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse. From when it is picked from trees, a process locally known as utunga, the crop is handled by hand, where you will see young men at dawn moving fast among the crop branches in fast movements of picking the commodity. At the second stage, where the bud leaves are pruned off, The plucking of the unwanted leaves is also done by hand. They are then transported to a loading bay, where most of the miraa, especially during hotter days, are sprinkled by water to keep them cool and turgid, fresh for their final destination. The miraa is then packed in a fleet of pickups carrying at least 0.8 to 2 tons per trip. Generally, on a normal day, around 35 to 40 vehicles transport miraa around the country. Depending on market conditions, miraa crop can fetch between 240,000 Kenya shillings to 600,000 per trip. From the speed-thrilling, highly suspended pickups and lorries to the flashing of lights accompanied by an endless hooting, miraa, being a highly perishable product, needs to be delivered fresh to maintain its poissance. Any delay can cause the leaves to wilt and lose their value. For that reason, drivers are under pressure to get the product to the market at full tilt. This handling and dangerous driving has given government a reason to check the lucrative business. The government sought to overhaul planting, transport, and handling of miraa exports, also known as the green gold. Under the new crops regulations 2023, developed by the Ministry of Agriculture, which will ban miraa traders from transporting the crop in Toyota Proboxes, motorcycles, or pickup trucks. Instead, the new regulation states that a vessel used for transportation of miraa should be built and equipped to ensure maintenance of optimal temperatures and hygiene to prevent damage, contamination, and spoilage of produce. President Ruto also wanted to extend his taxing hand into the cash through the crops regulations, imposing a levy on miraa products destined for export based on free onboard value at a rate 2%. In October 2nd, President Ruto's ally, the former Soy MP Caleb Kositani, banned miraa and avocado traders from accessing JKIA, diverting them to Mitchell Courts. And it is not just Mitchell Court, where President William Ruto is finding his predecessor's allies important. Grain Bulk Holding Limited, another beneficiary of the SGR, witnessed a similar transformation. Initially, there were differences between Mohamed Jaffa, the owner of Grain Bulk Holding Limited, and the Kenya Kwanza regime when they came to power. Last year, President William Ruto launched an LPG gas plant owned by rival businessman, Tanzanian billionaire Rostam Aziz. However, things changed as the government sought to lower the cost of basic commodities. Grain Industries Limited, affiliated with Mr. Jaffa, significantly reduced prices of Umi and Ajab maize, in line with the government's objective of lowering unga prices. President Ruto even officiated the launch of Grain Bulk Handlers Limited in Nairobi County. During the event, Mr. Jaffa expressed support for the government's policies and offered to donate 100 million Kenya shillings to the President's Hustler Fund, which would be funded by corporates. Additionally, Mr. Jaffa proposed the idea of creating a fund and a bond from corporates to empower small-scale entrepreneurs across the country. As the new regime aligned with the SGR dynasties, Mitchell Court's fortunes began to look up. According to the company's posts on LinkedIn, it has expanded, completing a cold stage storage facility in Tatu City and installing a new X-ray imaging system at its air cargo terminal facility in Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. The state-of-the-art X-ray center 180-180DV will enable the company to offer faster screening, capture multiple angles of cargo items simultaneously, providing exceptional image clarity and precision. This allows them to identify potential security threats more effectively and handle a high volume of small packages or palletized freight. The X-ray Center 180-180DV is one of a kind in East and Central Africa, enhancing our screening process to drive efficiency for customers exporting air cargo through our transit shed, owned and operated by Mitchell Courts Group, the firm said. Meanwhile, NCBA Group, in which the Ndegwas hold the leading stake at 14.94%, has announced plans to buy an additional 66.67% in AIG Kenya Insurance Company Limited from an American multinational. ICEA Lion Asset Management Limited, which is a majority owned by the family, is also in the process of buying out retail investors in property fund ILAM Fahari, IRATE, in a deal valued at 402.4 million shillings. Both Mitchell Courts Freight Kenya Limited and NCBA belong to the Ndegwa family, one of Kenya's wealthiest family. The scion of the family, former Central Bank of Kenya Governor Philip Ndegwa, is reputed to be the first Kenyan to make a billion shillings. He went on to build one of the most successful family businesses in the country that has spanned generations and political changes, making it one of the few families that can lay claim to a local dynasty. His sons, James Ndegwa and Andrew Ndegwa, have built on his success, expanding their multi-billion dollar business empire, including First Chartered Securities Limited, ICEA Asset Management Limited, NCBA Group, and Unga Group, spanning banking, milling, insurance, and real estate. Due to their size and strategic position in Kenya's economy, the family has tended to benefit from political changes and has even been accused of using these links to advance their interests. Mr. James Ndegwa, the chairman of First Chartered Security Limited, the holding company for many of the firms associated with the late Philip Ndegwa family, was appointed as the chair of Kenya Capital Markets by former President Uhuru Kenyatta in 2015. Since Mr. Ndegwa's appointment in April 2015, businesses in which his family has had an interest initiated or completed several mergers and acquisitions that were approved by the regulator he presided over. These included the merger between NIC Group and President Kenyatta's Family Bank, CBA Group, creating the Nairobi Securities Exchange listed NCBA Group. The merger received a tax break, confirming the benefits of these links. In 2018, the family, which owns Unga Group, pushed for a Delaware-based conglomerate C-Board to buy out minority shareholders in a failed bid to delist Unga Group from the NSE. While Mr. Ndegwa was chair, his companies, including NAS Holdings, in which the family is a shareholder, sold the troubled Enns Valley bakery business to Unga Group for 535 million Kenya shillings in two transactions between 2016 and 2017. Former CMA's chief executive, Paul Muthaura, who oversaw the Ndegwa's transactions, left the regulator to join ICEA Lion General Insurance, another company partly owned by the family, as the chief operating officer. This did not go unnoticed, and when he was reappointed to head CMA in March 2018, activist Okiya Omtatah challenged his position as the CMA chairman, accusing him of conflict of interest to the extent that he is a public official who regulates his private businesses. Mr. Ndegwa, however, completed his tenure and left in 2021. To support good journalism, donate below on the page. Thank you.